The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Up on Taconic, the official podcast of Taconic High School. I'm your host for today's episode, and we are joined by Aries.
Hi.
Here, we talk about what's happening in our school, student stories, events, achievements, and more. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. All right, and welcome in, Aries. So how's your day been going so far?
Pretty good. I didn't want to come. I did come to school, and, you know, I'm happy that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Big part about coming to school is gratitude. You have to be you have to be happy with those people around you.
All right. So let's talk about this week in media. So, well, last week, technically. So, what exactly went down? I know you weren't here for most of the week. I can explain what happened, but from your side and point of view, how was the week?
Cough, cough. Sick.
Oh yeah, he was very sick until until Thursday.
Yeah.
But yes, I could talk about the week. Monday, what were we doing? We were planning for the week as usual. We are coming up with a new idea for a thing that will be going out on the YouTube channel soon. Not anytime soon, but it should be coming out. We're working on it. It's a work in progress. It's a long-term project. What else? We of course, worked on the podcast. We had another guest, actually, that came in, but they unfortunately... We had a technical issue, which destroyed everything from the file. So we will not, unfortunately, have that guest on today. It was the Career Center. They will make an appearance next week, though, however, so stay tuned for that. We have Berkshire Theater on later, Kathy Jo from the Berkshire Theater Group. She's an amazing woman. She's really nice. We had a great conversation, and, you guys will be seeing that soon. What else? We were going to have cultural fair on too. I'm not sure where the miscommunication happened there. But the cultural, I can talk about a little bit of the cultural fair actually. Aries, you and me were both there for that, and you actually were working on one of the projects. You want to talk to me a little bit about that?
So I got a baguette, and I put it down. People ate it. I think maybe, I don't know. There's an extra baguette in the nurse's office. That's not a part of it though. Yeah, so the project took a little, okay? That was, one of the big things. The project took a couple of days, I think. Miss Badui helped me with it. Great mm-hmm. woman, great personality, I think. Great person. and she helped me with it. And the big thing is, I don't really know, I went to a room and... There was a lot of people though. There was maybe 4 to 6, and I walked in my project. People started leaving. It was me and one other person. We kept walking on our projects. Miss Badui was chilling, telling us about our projects. And what I wanted to talk about was on the table. There was so much stuff, so much art stuff. It was there was papers, there was glue. Papers. There was so much stuff. It was insane. You had to be there. But I didn't really have much time to work on my project though. I did a bunch of other stuff I had to do, so it looked kind of...
Well, I mean, it came out nice. I mean, it was the visual effect that came out of it though, out of all the projects, from the whole artistic point of it, was really nice. And I forget which one stood out to me. There was some really nice ones though that I, if you were there to see them, you would understand. The cultural fair, they're trying to turn into an annual thing. So luckily, if you missed out this year, you will most likely go there next year.
And I Actually helped set up for a lot of the stuff. I also helped Miss Badiri organize it. It was really cool. Yeah, you were there with the camera that I gave to you, and you were like, oh. You started recording everything. You probably clipped me a couple of times.
We clipped each other a few times. Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, put a camera on your face. But yeah.
We had a good time, though.
The big thing is it was so loud. I don't know why. Like, the DJ, when I was setting up, they were blasting music. I know they had music before. That was nothing compared to how loud it was. I couldn't speak with anyone. It was like, bum, 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 like, it was insane.
Crazy loud. The acts, though, let's talk about the acts. The theater acts, there was, I believe, five of them. I wasn't there for two of them. I got to see three of them, though. So there was a good dance. That one of them was playing violin. Yeah. There was a singing. There was another whole dance thing. And I forget the other thing that was happening. Yeah. Romello also sang. Yeah.
Shout out to the dancers, by the way. I was there. I was recording all of it. Those Irish dancers were really good. They were like, they were going on the barrels. They were like, da 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 da. Like, it was really cool. I don't know anything about Irish culture, but that was really cool. Also, shout out to the singers. There was, I think, three of them. You guys did really good. I don't know if you guys are listening, but if you are, you did good.
Yeah. Hold on. So it was Romello. Brianna.
Yeah, we're not gonna name drop, but they did really good.
They did a great performance. I didn't get to see Romello's, unfortunately, but I did see the other one, and it was an amazing voice. I got to just relax, see how their talents in action. It was a great time, and also with the presentations and afterwards with the DJ party and all the other foods that were out from culinary. The foods were amazing. The DJ party was kind of fun. I was planning on joining them during one of them, but they apparently didn't play the song.
They did.
They apparently did, but I just didn't hear it. Yeah. That's my fault.
They did the shit up Macarena. They started like...
Hey, Macarena.
Yeah, like they started doing the Macarena, and I recorded a bunch of that. I think it was there. Like they were like... I don't know.
You don't know any of the lyrics?
No, I don't.
How?
I don't know.
You're uncultured. You gotta know these lyrics.
I mean, I can pull it up, but I won't. But like they were full on doing the Macarena, and I started recording them. Like there was at one time, there was like 10 people just in a line, just dancing. I was like, wow.
Oh yeah, it was great. Oh yeah, I remember. They actually invited me to join that. I was like, maybe later, guys. Maybe later. I mean, it was fun though, and they all had fun. Yeah. It was the first year. Of course, there was probably some errors. We're going to talk to the crew, the council, I guess, of it. But unfortunately, they couldn't make it. I think there were some miscommunications between us, but yeah, that's besides the point. But yeah, great time on my end, great time on your end. You got to present your stuff. There were some other great ones. Like some people actually brought in their own foods as well from their house. You brought in a baguette. it was a nice baguette. Nice. What else?
Should've warmed it up.
What?
Should've warmed it up.
What else? We had, what's his name? Owen. I forget his.
It was another French food. Why did he do a French food, dude? That's my culture.
French foods are pretty common in other cultures too. You gotta think about that.
Italian food.
Italian. Japanese French. Food? I don't know. All I know is it was really good. Anyways. So, upcoming for you, what are you looking forward to?
Living. Well, okay. I have...
Okay.
What?
That took a dark turn real fast.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You could die at any moment. Anyway, so...
You never know, I guess. You okay?
I might be dying soon. Anyway.
No, you will not. Don't say that.
So, I'm looking forward to, getting my grades up because, I'm failing geometry right now. It's only because my teacher didn't get anything.
Don't throw your teacher under the bus.
Don't know my teacher. You guys don't know my teacher. I could have any geometry teacher in the school. There's like three, but like any one of them. Anyway, But yeah, no, they didn't really get much, but it's okay. I'm going to talk to him on Monday.
Okay, you're playing him. You're playing
no, him. No, wait. There's two male. There's two male geometry teachers. But right.
Moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even know. I know I'm going away for the weekend.
Well,
I'm going to Rhode Island. It's nothing from. It's not really for fun. It's more like if I don't go, I'm going to be left in the house alone for
Newport?
A weekend. I believe so. I think it might be Newport.
Rhode. You see, that's a location in my Minecraft server, actually. And they stole that name. Whoever invented the name Newport, you stole it from my Minecraft server in like the 1700s. That was really messed up of you. Anyway. Continue.
I think Newport came before you, bro.
I don't think so. My Minecraft server, it's OG. It came out in like the 1600s. You guys just
Minecraft
catch my fade.
Existed until the 2000s.
Catch my fade, I swear. Catch my fade. Let's go. We got beef.
What, moving what, on.
John Stewart, is that your name?
Moving on, moving yeah, on, moving beef. On. Moving on. So let's talk about the next 2 years because we are sophomores as we know it right now. We have two more years in media, junior, senior year. What do we want to do during that time? What do we want to leave behind for the next years to come? What do we want to accomplish over that time period? What do we want to do?
Well, I want to do some math, you know. I also, next year there are a lot of AP classes that are catching my eye. Like I think every subject except history has one. I'm never taking an AP history class.
Didn't you take one your freshman year?
That was geography, different. But like that was yeah no. Apart from that, I'm never taking one. Unless there's an AP geography class, I'll happily take that. But like I'm taking. I don't know about this. I'm gonna talk to Miss whoever whatever. Her name is, but I want to take two math classes next year because, and just like this year, but it's going to be pre-calculus and calculus. Okay. I want to take AP pre-calculus.
Are you trying to get ahead of the game so you don't have to take math another year?
I want to take this. Give me a second.
Get your words out, buddy.
I want to take statistics next year. Not next year. The year after. I want to take all math classes.
All math?
I can.
I don't think that's a thing, unfortunately.
Statistics
but,
is a thing, actually.
I mean, if you wanted to, there is online classes that are being offered, like the one I'm taking, which is financial math. It's a good way to get ahead of the game. It's pretty easy math. Just
is it, like,
it gets harder over time, though.
Taxes.
Talks about taxes, talks about your income and how you can calculate it so you make sure your employer isn't scamming you. You make sure that all your employee benefits add up correctly to where they are so you know what's the better deal in terms of job offers that you get. It's a pretty fun thing.
Honestly, I might take online calculus next year.
Do we even have that as an option?
No idea, but calculus is a course, so...
I mean, I know for a fact you study math during your free time, so it's nothing new to me.
Already studied all of calculus, and me wanting to take it again is free AP credits, I swear.
Uh-huh.
AP, same with AP pre-calc. Like, it's just like the unit circle.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know what that is. Don't say yeah.
I mean,
what's a unit circle? Tell me what it is.
Moving on. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm talking about though, and so media. Gosh, like, let's move on from the math thing though. Like, so media. Let's see. So, I don't even know what I want to do. I mean, there's a lot of things you want to learn. Like, in our senior years, we're going to be learning about how to direct stuff. We're going to learn how to do documentaries. I want to learn how to do documentaries. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I've always had this dream of making some sort of show. I don't care what it is. It could be, and you know this, because I've wanted to make an animated show for a while.
You've been working on an animated project.
I've just been, like, really busy. I haven't gotten the chance to, like, group everyone together. But there's still, like, a bunch of people who still want to do it. I didn't get a non-confirmation email from them.
Think about it like this, too. You also have access to a lot of Pro Tools because we're in media. We have Adobe. We have Final Cut as an option. We have a bunch of things that we are able to use every day. Yeah. It's a blessing from the school district to even let us do this.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. Thank you to
whoever's there.
Don't do that. Oh my god.
Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, but like but seriously, thank you. Cuz if it wasn't for you, I'd be broke. But yeah, like seriously, cuz like there's two main shows I want to make. One of them is about three demigods fighting a Greek pantheon in a city. And, you know, these demigods all have different abilities. And these demigods are all friends, okay? There's other people, too.
Like who?
One of the names is Chloe.
Aha, I know. I know what you're referring to.
And, you know, eventually they defeat the god and they're really happy. The main god, I won't name drop, but...
Yeah, it's an original story.
Yeah, not based off of a Minecraft server. Anyway, but yeah, I still have to organize that. But the main one I want to do, because this is way shorter, is one about a guy. I don't know if I can talk about this on here, but he does criminal activity, but it's justified, okay? And it doesn't matter.
Bro, that sounds like a Death Note story. If you've ever watched Death Note, which is a great show.
Or Dexter.
You would understand where this is kind of going. Yeah. It's justified criminal actions, as they put it, but it probably isn't in everybody else's eyes.
Yeah. And then, you know, this guy, he doesn't make it far in life. Literal physical life. Anyway, he's like 30 when he croaks like a frog. Anyway, so... Another story I might want to do is a guy, teenager, he's like 16, 17, and he loses his entire family, and he goes to live with his friend. His entire family's gone.
See, this makes me a question. So you have an interesting artistic point of view. You want to talk about it a little bit? What is this ideal story to you?
Ideal story.
Yes.
Good question. I think it is when you connect everything. That is one of your main things. You don't want to leave storylines hanging. Like, you don't want to have a storyline of a guy fighting monsters and it just doesn't go anywhere. Like, if you have a guy fighting a big boy monster, and this big boy monster is, you know, he's a big boy. He dies. And then this character doesn't get anything from it, you know. Like you wanna have storylines that just don't like linger.
Interesting.
Like a Minecraft lingering potion, you know. You don't want to have them linger.
See. moving on. I guess for me in media, let me think. Media wise, I don't know. I like podcasting. This is where I'm at right now. I've been doing this for quite a while. I can see myself doing podcasts in the future. I can definitely see that. I mean, I'm going to talk about this on here because why not? I've been reached out to by the Boys and Girls Club to see if I can help them with a potential podcast. Boys and Girls Club with the Berkshires. We might make something happen there. I'm not sure where it's at right now, but yeah. Maybe in the future you could see me on there. Who knows?
Mesmerized by that.
What's your future career path that you want to go down? I think we've talked about this before, and why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Future career path.
Yeah.
What was the question?
What were you doing? Okay. What's your future career path that you want?
Well, it's a question. No, I'm joking. I know the question. Math.
Math? All right. Yeah. Like math teacher, like college level, high school level math teacher.
It really depends on the topic, not the, like, I would love to teach either calculus or algebra, which are both like
high school levels. Yeah. So
or,
high school
or college level or like complex algebra or theorems. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to try solving math problems that never been solved before, guys.
No, inventing math problems.
Interesting.
You got to, because there's a big question out there. The big question is, was math discovered or created?
Pretty Wait, sure no, that it was created. Yeah. I'm pretty, I mean, there has to be like, I think it was created by one man and discovered. Well, I'm not sure. Well, it was created by, the base of it was created by one man. Then it turned into different people making more theorems for it or whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so you're wrong.
I'm not sure how that goes.
Math has different branches. Taking the like basic arithmetic, it was invented by a lot of people. A lot of people thought, wait, if you have one apple and another apple, I have two apples. And then there's this other ideology where it's like you have two piles of sand, you combine it, you get just a bigger pile of sand.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, 1 + 1 is equal to a bigger one. There's a country that thinks that. yeah, so it's like 1 + 1, bigger one. That's basically what they think. And it's technically correct. You think about it in that type of sense. You can think it's based on objective reality. You have a piece of sand, another piece of sand. You get a bigger piece of sand. But that is thinking these objects are granular, okay? If you have solid objects, you can combine them to make a bigger object. No, wait. You have two solid objects, you can create two solid objects.
Interesting.
But if you have a, what I like to call a mobile or flexible object, you can create a bigger object. So in that case, 1 + 1 is equal to 1. But it's really weird.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess it just depends on how you interpret it. I mean, it could be different everywhere. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, future career path, journalist. I mean, the journalist is a pretty good career path to go down. High school, like colleges, though, for journalism is really hard to get Harvard. Into. As for maybe, I'm not that level, but yeah, journalism is. I think that's where I'm going to end up going. I mean, acting is also a second option. There's a lot of places I can go in the future, but for right now, this is. What I'm thinking. I mean, I love what I do in here. Multimedia is great. Everybody here is really nice. And yeah. So we have a little bit of a announcement, I believe, that was talked about, I think, on Berkshire Eagle that we're going to be talking about. So the Taconic High School lottery system for this year. So the way to explain this is everybody from Pittsfield and Richmond, I believe, have a guarantee something. Yeah, it's increased a guarantee
chance. It's increased chance
of getting in, but everybody else from like Dalton, etc., I'm not going to name off all of them, like Dalton, Lennox, Lee, any of those, and elsewhere, they are put into a system where basically it's the luck of the draw. If you get drawn, you go here. If you don't, you don't. That's pretty much the system. I think it's a fair system. I mean, even though it would make more sense to go off of grades, I still think it would be, it's a beneficial thing to say. If it's fine, I mean, people tend to drop out. I mean, technically, you can come in your sophomore year, like here, if they have to have people drop out or have to kick out people. But yeah, it's an alternative option.
Ask me my thoughts on it. Well,
yes.
I'm just gonna speak. I get a question anyway. I don't like this system, and let me explain why. It's obviously based on perspective. Like, on one hand, yeah, it is more fair. Like, if you are incredibly academically talented, but your grades suck because you slack
off.
Yeah. But at the same time, kids who just don't care but have good grades, because I have a friend who is like that. Yeah, I'm not going to name, but they would be possibly accepted. Like, there's high potential that won't be accepted, but then there's low potential that will be accepted. So I think it's a based on system as well, because, like, you need a way of measuring potential.
I mean, I could understand why you go there. I mean, yeah. There's people, unfortunately, with our current high school, we have people who tend to roam the halls, which is fine. I mean, it's unfortunate that they want to do that. But, yeah, I mean, it's all up to them on what they want to do there. And if they want to roam the halls, they want to roam the halls. I mean, yeah, there's probably a lot of people who want to get into the school and actually want to do it. But it's all about the luck of the draw. And I think that's fine. And honestly, it doesn't hurt a lot of people, I think. If they get drawn in, they get drawn in, you know?
I don't know. It's like, it's a big, I'm seeing if I'm silent, that'll move. Okay. It's a big luck system, and that's kind of my problem with it. I mean, it doesn't hurt many people.
I mean, there's other alternatives. I mean, I get why Pittsfield and Richmond have higher chances because, you know, I don't think Richmond has their own high school there. I'm not entirely sure. I could check that one to actually fact check that. But yeah, Pittsfield has two high schools, PHS and Taconic. We also got Dalton also has their own high school. So does Lenox. So does Lee. I think Lee has one. It's not coming off the top of my head right now. Sorry, folks. But yeah, I can understand why, because they have their alternatives there that they don't need to come here. And also the bus situation. You got to think about that too, because buses only can go so far because, you know, like, they don't want to go all the way out to Dalton. I mean, I don't think any Dalton buses actually come here to Pittsfield. They have to get parents to drop them off. So it can be difficult.
I think this is my hot take. I think being in a school shouldn't really be dependent on location. Now, obviously, if you live in, like, Alabama and you want to come to Taconic, it's kind of crazy. But I think there's really a point where a student won't come to, like, an example, Taconic, because they live so far away. Like, if you live in, I don't know, Springfield and you want to come to Taconic, that's kind of crazy because you got to wake up at, like, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and you got to drive all the way here. It's like, okay, that's kind of crazy. But I feel like it's really up to the student, because obviously I think districts exist for a reason. But
you also got to consider the parent situation there too. It's a lot. I mean, also, let me think. There is more CTE schools in, you know, Massachusetts. So it makes sense why they would, you know, except I believe we're only accepting 250, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah. Anyways, I think that's all the topics I have. So that's it for the discussions, but there's still more to come. Let's go to a conversation that I had with Kathy Jo from the Berkshire Theater Group.
Thanks. Now I'm joined by
Kathy Jo Grover.
And what's your job?
I'm the Artistic Associate in Education at Berkshire Theater Group.
All right. Thanks for coming in today, Kathy.
Thank you for having me, Reed.
Today, we will be talking about the new musical, her career path from the start to where she is now, and much more. First of all, how's your day going?
It's going very well. It's a little cold. I'm kind of hoping spring comes soon, for real.
Oh, yeah. Don't blame me for that.
But I'm ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. What are some of the recent plays you've worked on?
Well, the last thing that actually opened that I've worked on was our elementary school touring show, which is a Magic Treehouse hip-hop musical called Showtime for Shakespeare. We've been touring the schools both locally and in three or four other states with that show. And prior to that, last spring, we did Matilda, the musical. So that was – we had 52 kids in that, and it was really
fun. That sounds really cool. So what's the new musical that you guys are working on?
We are currently working on James and the Giant Peach Jr., which is based on that book loosely. And we're doing that with a younger group of kids. So this is third through ninth graders in the current production, which allows us to then add additional shows down the line for older kids and kind of break them up and give them more opportunities throughout the year.
That sounds really cool. Are you excited for the public to see this one?
I am, because we haven't done one with this age group since pre-COVID.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. That's... COVID was a tough time.
Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. So what's your role in this one?
I am the director and choreographer of this musical.
All right. Sounds cool. How many years have you worked for the Berkshire Theater Group?
I've been with the Berkshire Theater Group team for just about almost 18 years now.
Wow. Yeah. All right. How did you end up working there?
I was working as an actress. So my husband is David Grover, and we were in a band. We had a band for 30 years, and I was also working as an actress a little bit with my friend Franny Hall, who actually is Terry Oliveri's mom. And she mentioned to me that they were casting a show at Berkshire Theater Group that summer that I could, you know, she thought it would be fun for me to do. And so I went over and auditioned and ended up in the show and never left.
All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you – okay, wait, hold up. What was your first job that you had?
My first job was bussing tables in a restaurant.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You know, I liked it. I've always been a person who kind of likes to work. And I ended up doing – I've done every possible job in a restaurant that you can do, from washing dishes to managing a restaurant. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So it's come in handy over the years. It's a good way if you have the skill set. And there is a skill set. There are people who can't do some of that stuff, that you can make extra money when you need to. Yeah.
All right. Are you happy that was your first job?
I am, because it got me in the door of understanding that that was an option for me. If I couldn't find something else or something connected to what I wanted to do, I was like, well, I can wait tables, or I can tend bar, or I can do something in the restaurant, and I'll at least I'll be able to pay my bills and eat.
All right. Since joining Berkshire Theater Group, what were some of your favorite plays or musicals that you've worked on?
Oh, God. I love them all, really. But the first show that I was in that I loved doing was Annie, because I got to play Miss Hannigan, who is, I like the villain. I like playing the villain. It's a fun character. I've loved all of the shows that I've done with the kids. We just mentioned COVID. Right after COVID, the first big musical that we did on the stage was a show called Footloose, which I did just with the high school kids. And it just was it just turned out to be a really beautiful show, a really fun show. And so that's definitely high on my list of favorites.
All right. That's pretty cool. Any others that you'd like to mention?
I really enjoyed Matilda last year. I love the touring show. I don't know. I really like my job in general.
Yeah. Where did you guys tour? You said the elementary schools, correct?
Yeah. So we do all of the Pittsfield public schools. We do a lot of schools in Berkshire County, from all the way from Muddy Brook up to Williamstown and North Adams. And we also tour in Connecticut. We take the tour to schools in Vermont. We take the tour out to Woburn and Springfield and Hadley and places like that. And yeah, it's really fun. And we get to work with the actual Magic Treehouse team. So we get to connect with Mary Pope Osborne herself and her husband Will, and Randy and Jenny, who are the, you know, Randy's the composer of all the music. So it gives us a lot of opportunity to really take those stories and bring them to life.
That is pretty cool. Wait, hold up, where am I?
It's okay.
Okay, I'll skip that one because that's pretty much been mentioned. What about the ones you did in the middle schools?
The middle schools. We have some experience with that.
Yes.
So I still do that. I don't actually work currently in a middle school here in Pittsfield, but I do I do work at Conti twice a week. Oh, so I'm still doing after school programs. I still do in-school playwriting programs and things like that. I teach a bunch of places. There's a lot of driving involved in my job. And I love that still. Those after-school programs are, I think, very important for the kids, particularly at the elementary and middle school level. And it gives me a chance. It gives all of the community partners that go in a chance to kind of open the door for some of these kids and say, these are the possibilities for your life.
That's pretty cool.
I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, I remember, what was the plays that we worked on?
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to think.
It's okay. If you can't remember, then I'm really interested.
The detective one is the one I enjoyed the most. Crap, I remember one of the lines only, and that is, she is mad as a wet hen in a pile of pine needles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's, yes. Oh, my God. Did we write that one? We might have written that one together a little bit.
I don't remember.
I don't remember the title, but I do remember that line. It's the mystery. Yes, it's a mystery. It's like a ghost mystery that takes place in a theater.
I remember that. It's so great.
Yeah.
That was the first one I remember. I know we did another one like Mount Olympus.
Yep.
Gray
Simons.
I forgot the other ones. Wow.
It's
those
okay.
Those are just the two I remember really having fun with.
Yeah.
Crap. I was like a stagehand on one of them. And the other one, I was the narrator.
Yes.
For like scenes.
Yeah.
Those were some fun times.
They're fun times.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. It gives you a chance. And also, you've been in school all day and everybody's been kind of shushing you and making you sit down.
Yeah, now we have some fun.
Now it's like stand up, move around, be loud.
And we also do the after school games as well. Like,
yes.
What was it? We had Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. It's a very popular, still very popular game.
Zip,
to
zap,
play.
Zop.
Yeah, also good.
I remember those. The park bench one was fun as well.
Yes, that's an improv game. I enjoy that. I enjoy watching kids just make things up as they go.
How to explain those for the audience? So,
the first two you mentioned, Yeehaw and Zip Zap Zop, those are kind of fast paced, standing up, learning a bunch of theater skills in a game sort of moment. Park Bench, which is the third one that you mentioned, as I said, is an improvisation game. So you're basically, you have a framework and you start a conversation and then you're just making up the story from there. And the goal is to kind of like, the goal for one person is to make the other one laugh. And the goal for the other person is to try to keep a straight face while comedy is happening around them. And just be creative, you know?
Yeah. And another one I remember, which is another improv game, was the scene game where we had to like freeze in like a certain scene and describe what we're doing. Like you would bring up a topic.
Yeah.
We would have to act out what we think about the topic, something like that.
Yeah. We sort of do that as, I think we call it kind of like a party game only because we set it up so that you're at a party. People are coming in and out and the character shift and the topic shift. I haven't done one of those in a while. I'm glad you said that. Maybe I'll try one of them.
Maybe we got to. Yeah. I don't know.
But it's more a middle school game. It's not something necessarily I would do with elementary school kids because it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. For the elementary school kids, it might not make sense. All right. Well, I think that's all I have. Well, thank you, Kathy, for joining us today. And now back to everyone. Next, Anna did an interview with some students who went on the Spain and Portugal trip. Let's see what they talked about.
I am here with some students that went on the Portugal and Spain trip. I'm here with
Ashley,
Kaysen,
and Zach.
You went to Spain and Portugal, right? So
yes.
Which one did you guys prefer and why?
I would say I preferred Portugal because I feel like it was more homey and you just felt safe everywhere you went.
I would definitely say Spain, just from like the land. I thought the architecture was a lot better. Just in general, the weather, just for those reasons.
I honestly would have to say Spain because like the weather was better in Spain and the scenery was beautiful. And like I feel like if Portugal wasn't so rainy, I would have liked it because they had nice shops. But overall, I feel like Spain, we just had a better experience.
That's great. So after you guys got off the plane and got settled, what was your first impression?
I was just kind of like, wow, I'm going to be here for 2 weeks. Like, I was just kind of excited and just ready to miss school for a week, honestly.
Yeah, I was excited. But right when we got off, it started raining. Like the first day, when the first monument we went to look at, I took one step and my whole foot got soaked. So it was like that for the first couple of days.
It was really cool. I was excited to, you know, be there for 2 weeks, but it kind of took like a little bit for it to really sink in that I was in a different country. You know, I've traveled to different states and it feels like, yeah, I'm still at home, but there it was like literally a whole new world.
Yeah. So have any of you ever been to a different country?
I have. I've been to Italy, Greece, and Turkey.
No, I haven't.
So it was like just a brand new experience. Did you guys have like a specific schedule to follow when you guys got there?
Yeah, we had to follow a schedule that EF Tours provided for us, but we weren't very like stick to that schedule. Like it was, we had some free time during some of the days in the beginning of the trip.
And so like, what did you guys think about the schedules? Like, were they like annoying or like, did you have like a full load of activities to do?
I thought that what they gave us to do was pretty fun. Everything that they had on the itinerary was interesting.
That's good. And so what was your favorite activity or thing that you got to see?
I really liked going to Gibraltar, seeing the wild monkeys. That was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I would definitely do it again.
My favorite part of the trip was going to Barcelona and seeing the cathedral.
Honestly, my favorite part was, I honestly can't remember what it was called, but it was one of the first places we went in Spain. I think it was Seville, and there was like this cool rest stop we stopped at, but it had this like huge cliff with like you could see the ocean and everything, and it was just so awesome.
That sounds so beautiful. Did you guys have like a favorite food out of all the new cultural foods that you guys got to try?
I really liked the fruit cups after dinner, actually. Those really? Were just really good. I don't know why.
I didn't really like the food over there.
Really?
So yeah, it just wasn't for me, but they had some ox burgers over there. I had a couple of those. They were pretty good.
Honestly, so our first day, the tour guide encouraged us to try like Portuguese McDonald's because it's similar to home but different. And my favorite food there was they had this thing called a Big Arch, and it's like a Big Mac, but it has white cheddar cheese and like those crispy onions, and it was really good.
Yeah, I heard that was coming to the U.S. soon, too, actually. So, like, out of 10 overall, what would you rate your experience, and would you go again?
I would probably rate it a 7, just because the weather was really sucky, and we had to buy, like, whole new outfits when we were there because it was just so wet. And I probably wouldn't go again. I feel like it's just, like, a one-and-done experience. Like, I feel like I've seen everything I needed to see.
I would go again. But I forgot the question.
How would you rate the experience overall, and would you go again?
I give it like a 7 or 8 just because of the weather and some of the things that happened on the trip. I would go again. I thought the weather kind of ruined Portugal and going during the summertime, so it could be a bit warmer.
Yeah. I'd say I'd give it like a 7 or an 8 as well because, you know, we had kind of a rocky start with the weather and stuff, but once we got into it, it was fun. I think I'd definitely go to Portugal again, specifically Lisbon, but like, you know, when it's summer for them, so it's not rainy, because it was really cool there. It's just obviously the rain kind of was a downfall.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you were there, like, what was like, was there any like big differences that shocked you from life there to life in America?
I don't think so for me. I think everyone was actually really friendly. That's and I think they were in Portugal, they were very like accepting to the non-locals, but I feel like in Spain they're more like, I hate Americans. Like, I don't know.
For me, it would be just the buildings. Like, when they build them, they put art into the design on the outside. So when there's not a bunch of scaffolding outside, there's a lot of art on the outside of the building.
I'd say for me, Portugal wasn't too crazy different, but Spain, they kind of dressed really differently. You know, everyone was dressed sort of like, I'd say like business casual, you know, they weren't in like sweatpants and sweaters. So that was definitely different because you see a lot of that in America.
And So the next trip that's planned for 2028 is supposed to be England. Do you guys think that you will ever go on another, like, school, out-of-country trip like this ever again?
I'm planning on going on the England one. I think it's a lot more fun with your friends because even at the end of the day, you can just hang out and you're all just, like, together having fun. And I feel like if you go with, like, family, it's just not fun like that. I think it's definitely an experience that I do want to experience again. So, yeah.
I'm going to be graduating next year before that trip.
Yeah, I also will be graduating. But if I wasn't, I'd go because, you know, my best friend went on the trip with me. And I think, like Ashley said, it's a very different experience going somewhere with your family versus not because you just have a lot more freedom to actually explore in an independent way.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And is there anything else you want to say about your experience or just any final words?
Don't let fear stop you from doing things like this because they're once in a lifetime.
And if you go on the trip, don't be weird.
That's a good one. So, thank you so much, and back to Reed.
Thanks, Anna. Up next, we have Saray with another movie review.
Tiene sus cosas no tan positivas como que puede ser predecible.
Estoy de acuerdo.
Bueno, algo que me gustó también mucho de la película es que te hace pensar en cosas que normalmente damos por hecho, como poder abrazar a alguien o estar cerca de las personas que queremos.
Sí, estoy de acuerdo. Creo que después de ver la película, uno aprecia esos pequeños momentos. Y bueno, también esta película me recordó un poco a Bajo la misma estrella, porque también trata sobre jóvenes que tienen enfermedades graves y aún así viven una historia de amor muy intensa. Y creo que los actores también creo que hicieron un trabajo muy bueno interpretando sus personajes. Hayley Richardson logró mostrar muy bien la personalidad organizada y responsable de Stella. Mientras que Cole Sprouse interpreta a Will como alguien muy rebelde y relajado.
Sí, ellas hicieron un muy buen trabajo.
Y bueno, Dana, tengo unas preguntas para ti. La primera es, ¿qué fue lo que más te llamó la atención de la historia?
Lo que más me llamó la atención fue que es una historia de amor diferente, conexión porque los personajes no pueden tocarse. Eso hace que la relación sea más complicada y también más intensa emocionalmente.
Ok, otra pregunta es, ¿cuál fue la escena que más te impactó?
Una de las escenas más impactantes es cuando los personajes intentan acercarse a pesar de la distancia que deben tomar. Esas escenas muestran lo difícil que es para ellos no poder tocarse, pero lo mucho que desean estar juntos tiene mucha conexión a pesar de las dificultades.
Sí, ahora otra pregunta es, ¿te enamorarías de alguien si no pudieras tocarlo?
Sí, en mi opinión, el amor puede ser aún más que físico. A veces lo que hace una gran relación es la comunicación y la conexión que puede uno lograr tener con una persona a través de charlas, conocer gustos y saber que a pesar de dificultades, tienes a alguien con quien puedas sentirte tú.
Sí, ok. ¿Y has visto más películas de este género o te gusta más otro tipo de películas?
Pues aparte de 2 metros sobre ti, he visto 3 metros sobre el cielo. Una película de amor intenso y apasionado.
Ok, bueno, y en conclusión, A 2 metros de ti es una película triste, romántica, pero con un mensaje muy fuerte sobre el valor del contacto humano y no es tan solo una película de amor, es una historia sobre aprender a estar a soltar y vivir intensamente aunque el tiempo sea limitado. Y bueno, del 1 al 10, ¿qué tan recomendada está esta película para ti?
Yo le recomendaría un 10, ya que es una bonita película y nos enseña muchas cosas como lo importante que son cada momento de la vida y el valor inigualable del contacto físico humano y que las conexiones son más fuertes que las limitaciones físicas.
Ok, yo la recomendaría también 100% porque es una historia muy bonita pero también muy triste y creo que te hace pensar mucho sobre el amor, la vida y sobre aprovechar el tiempo con las personas que queremos.
Sí, definitivamente es una historia que te hace reflexionar bastante y que probablemente te hará llorar un poco.
Sí. Bueno, eso es todo por hoy. Gracias por escucharnos. Nos vemos en el próximo episodio. Y gracias, Dana, por acompañarnos hoy.
Igualmente, muchas gracias por invitarme a tu podcast. Y fue un gusto haber hablado contigo.
Thanks, Arai. Well, that is all we have for you this evening. If you have any questions or ideas, email us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net. For more from us, check out our YouTube channel, Taconic TV, where you'll find our weekly news show, and the Thunder Report, and much more. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.